When you enter the area containing the choir stalls, you come into the world of the canons. But just who were they? A community of clerics living according to the rule of St. Augustine. They attended services several times a day, prayed and studied, but they weren't monks. They had a pastoral function and some of them worked with the bishop. There are 66 stalls in all, 28 lower stalls and 38 upper high-backed carved stalls or dorsals entered either at each end or in the middle of the north and south rows. The panels at the end of the rows are known as bench ends. Each stall is separated from the adjacent one by a partition. When the tip-up part of the seat is lifted up, a misery cord allows the canon to lean against the seat during a long service. It's in these misery cords and the partitions that most of the decorative energy is being concentrated. The stalls were commissioned by Bishop Jean de Morléans. As a humanist, he believed that the soul's salvation was achieved through knowledge. The great works of classical antiquity, which he was well acquainted with, were like so many toothing stones of Christian revelation. As a widely read Renaissance man, he would be familiar with Homer and Ovid and nourished by the great medieval epic cycles. The Bible was his constant companion. To translate his thinking into these wood carvings, he called in a set of craftsmen who worked here for 10 years. Unfortunately, the archives have disappeared, and in particular the contract setting out the rights and duties of the contracting parties, the client, i.e. the bishop and the chapter on the one hand, and the team of woodcarvers on the other. Making up the team were the huchet, who did the heavy work from squaring the wood to assembling it, and the imagier, who carved the high reliefs and the figures. Some of the imagier may have come from Spain. Also present were the marquetry specialists, who must have been Italian, as neither France nor Spain had craftsmen sufficiently skilled to create the outstanding polychrome panelling decorating the bishop's stall to the right of the door as you came in, and that of the person presiding over the service near the high altar, not to mention the dorsals and the choir enclosure. Jean de Morléans was able to attract the top craftsmen of his time to this remote part of the Pyrenees.